Hello, I'm Katie Ratliff with Arvest Bank, and I'm proud to add the Flippin community to my service area. But Marion County is not new to me. I've been serving businesses and entrepreneurs at Arvest and Yellville for years. With 14 years of experience at Arvest, I'm here to help take your business or farm to the next level. Stop by our branch at 802 East Main Street in Flippin to see how I can help you. Together, we can find the financial tools to reach your dreams.
Loan subject to credit approval. Equal housing lender.
ASC Warranty is proud to support the Mountain Home Bombers. ASC Warranty provides dealers with vehicle protection plans for any vehicle in their inventory. ASC Warranty's greatest assets are the people that make up the ASC team. The work ethic and dedication to consistently superior services provided by all of their employees are second to none. ASC Warranty is proud to say the Bombers have the same values. ASC Warranty is one of your biggest fans. They will be cheering you on every step of the way. Go Bombers!
And we are back here at Smith Robinson Stadium in Greenwood, Arkansas, as it has been all Greenwood this first half, leading the Bombers 42-0. You're in the Berg Builders halftime show. We appreciate Jason and Ashley Berg and their commitment to Bomber Sports in the halftime show here. Give them a call for any remodels, construction needs that you may have. They've been sponsoring our halftime show all year. We've been able to keep the band. We've been able to show all different kinds of things that we've had throughout the year because of their sponsorship. They've got kids in the program. They help throughout the community. There's just a whole lot that they are able to do. Berg Builders, they specialize in creating personalized design spaces that fit your family's needs. Every detail is crafted with care. Give them a call. Let them give an estimate for you. Experience the difference. A home built just for you. Discover your dream home, and they'll let you customize a home in whatever way that you want. Walk you through that process super easily here. As we are at the Berg Builder Halftime Show, able to be joined here, luckily, by Coach Leonard and Dale Leonard, our girls' basketball coach. Coach, glad to have you. I know you're glad to be up here in the press box where it's warm.
Yeah, it's a little chilly out there.
Yeah, that's right. Coach, had a decent start to the season. I'd say decent. We're 3-2 if you look at record-wise, but a really good start to the season in the competition that we've seen with our Lady Bombers and, you know, got some upcoming games coming up. Tell us a little bit about start season so far.
Well, I mean, we play a tough schedule, and, you know, we're 3-2, easily could be 5-0. You're more familiar than anybody with the injuries we've had, obviously, to Witten with the broken arm and then Sarah with her feet. A little bit more depth, and no offense to anybody that has played, because the girls that have come off the bench right now have done a great job. But I do think that with Witten's experience and Sarah's experience, we probably pull those two games out that we came up a little short. But also, I'm not sure, you and I had this conversation the other day, that because we are able to get some more experience with deeper into our bench, that's probably going to win some games for us down the road as well.
Yeah, you like an Anderson's of the world. Livy Faustness has looked great in the post. She's had to take on more role. You know, we've seen a lot of kids come off the bench and give some key minutes. Even JV game. I know you're a big proponent of playing JV. We've been able to play a couple JV games. You know, that Harbor game the other night, I said it on the broadcast, and I say it now, and I'll even more say it now. I was told, you know, Coach Husky and I were talking before the game. He's like, oh, this is a top three overall team in the state. And I'm like, okay, is this coach speak, or is this just like, you know what I'm saying? You hear that and you're like, okay, is this really true? Then I saw him warming up. I'm like, dang, they look fast, athletic. And then I was like, dang, they can play basketball.
Yeah.
That was a really, really good team. And our girls went toe-to-toe, closed a 10-point lead in the fourth quarter to make it go to overtime. Had a chance to win the game at overtime. Call didn't go our way, but still fought hard for the game.
Yeah, there. Harbor's got that you've got speed, and then you've got, you know, just next level speed, and they had that next level speed. Plus, they're able to score on all three levels, get to the rim, mid range jumpers. They did a great job of getting to the line a lot. And then when you can shoot the three like that, it's really difficult to guard. I told the kids in the locker room after the game, probably should have switched defenses a little faster, but it's early. We're working on things, and it was a great game against you know, one of the best teams in the state. So that I feel like that we're right there as well as one of the best teams in the state. We obviously have some areas that we talk about every day that we need to improve on, and if we just keep getting better every day, I think this is going to be a really fun year.
Yeah, you know, I always take this whole this transition period from football into basketball, it's a little bit different. You know, we're used to seeing the college football world where one game matters and what's your record. And even now, you lose two times, you're out of the college playoffs. And you know, but basketball is a totally different beast that you can afford in these non-conference preseason games to run a different defense for a half to see what you got, to press a team to say, can we press this team? Not saying you're not trying to win the game. You're trying to win the game. Right. You're trying to do what you can, but you're figuring out with your team year to year, what's it look like? Honestly, you talk about switching defenses. We ran a zone in the first half, one that we've been working on, saw it at work. You switch to a man. I didn't think we could hang with him with a man. Our man defense looked really, really good that second half and saw some things where you're like, okay, girls are buying into what defense looks like. Would you agree?
Absolutely. I think there's, you know, a lot of things happened that game that, you know, helped not only individual confidence, but helped us as coaches and helped us as a team. I felt like that all the hard work that Libby Foss has put in has had a little bit of a coming out party. You know, we proved that we could play with the best, but I don't think our kids are hurt and confidence wise there, but being able to mix up defenses and use that later on, I also felt like our guards had to step up and break that really good effective man-to-man and zone press, and I thought all of our kids did a pretty good job. Now we had some silly turnovers early, but we adjusted, and but yeah, you can afford to do some different things, and if you lose, it doesn't have any playoff repercussions or anything like that. And you know, I say it all the time, and I think the kids get tired of me saying it, is, you know, these games aren't going to put us in the playoffs or put us out. Yeah. It's just going to help us get better.
That perennial, hey, we're going to lose a battle, but we might win the war in the end. And I think that's what you're seeing there. Yeah. This is the Berg Builder Halftime Show. Jason and Ashley's passion for our community drives them to create lasting structures one project at a time. Let Berg Builders turn your vision into a vibrant reality. Guys, they live in Mountain Home. They're part of Mountain Home. They want to build houses in Mountain Home, to where I always say, when you see them in Walmart, you're still going to say hey and be friends with them. Jason and Ashley, that's the pride and commitment they put into their house building. And they want a long-term relationship with you as a homeowner after they build a house for you. Coach, a game like this, let's talk a little on coaching. You get in a game like this, and you've been there on both sides of it. You've been on the Greenwood side of it. You've been in the other side of it. If you're Greenwood, you know, how hard is it game like this to not be that team that gets the bad rap of saying you're running the score up on somebody?
Well, I mean, it's hard, but you got to work on things, and you can't worry about that. I think if you're Greenwood right now, you're a half away from the state championship game, and you just win and don't get anybody hurt. If this were maybe earlier in the year, that's a little tougher,
right?
You know, because you still got things you want to work on. On the Mountain Home side, I mean, you reach down and you play for each other, and you play for, you know, pride.
You play for those seniors that are out there. Yeah, this is the last game.
You play hard, and you know, how do you want to be remembered? You know, and no matter the score, and it's, you know, I think that Coach Aries, the best I've been around as far, and you know, obviously he's built our program to a top level program in the state, and I think you do that with a lot of discipline and intensity and toughness, and you know, right now you just go out there and you play. No, doesn't matter if you're up or down, you go play hard.
Yeah, I agree with that. And well, Coach, you got Billy Platt Classic coming up. Lady Bombers will be in Flippin coming up Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. It is a true tournament, not just a classic where you play all the teams. So you play at what? 7 o'clock
on Thursday.
7 o'clock on Thursday in the old gym.
Fair, Missouri.
Yep. If you win that game, you play at 8:30 on Friday. If you win that game, the championship on 4. Obviously, I'm thinking we're going to win every game, so I'm just looking in the winner's bracket. But there's a loser's bracket that goes with that as well. But we do have Thayer, Missouri, a pretty good team up the road. Coach Aries familiar with that. That's his home stomping grounds and from where he's from there. But look forward to getting the Lady Bombers back after Thanksgiving break. Y'all going to hit the practice, what, Sunday, Monday?
Sunday at 2. You know, the Billy Ply Classic at Flippin is a little bit more of going. We got obviously some games really close to home, and then those are a lot of small schools in there, or kind of mid-level schools that have a lot of tradition. So yeah, That'll be good for us. That one coming up at Springdale, I mean, we could go 0-3 and get better.
Yeah. Yeah. You got Tulsa Hype, you got Springdale, and you got Greene County Tech, a team. Greene County Tech, I heard, had a move in from Missouri that's like 6 foot. That is a dude, is what I heard.
Yeah, they didn't need any help, but they got some.
They got some. But I will tell you, shot in the arm, Lady Bombers are going to get a little help maybe Thursday. Witten probably will be back available to play. I can give you that inside information. You know that already, yeah. But I can give everybody else that inside information because that is coming from our house and from me as a parent. We're going to allow her to get out there and start playing, and she needs to get out and get going. She's had her healing period, and I think that she's been cleared and ready to go.
Well, we need her, and also I walked in the gym today, and Lake and Anderson were in there. They came in right after Lake and Moore. I know we had some other girls come in, but Sarah Williams was out there too, and she was right. Hopping around and moving well.
That's so awesome. We need Sarah back.
We can get Sarah back as well.
She's a girl that does things right, is in the right place, right time, a leader on and off the floor when she's there. Definitely need Sarah. And, you know, even when you have that uniform on and you're playing, it's a totally different feel than when you're sitting there not able to, but definitely need Sarah back. That helps our depth. So we are getting better, and it's exciting to be a part of it. Coach,
absolutely.
Glad you could join us, man.
Well, thank you so much for having me.
Yep, this is the Berg Builder Halftime Report. We're going to take a short break. This is Berg Builder Halftime Show. We will be back with some stats and continue this. You're listening to Bomber Sports on Classic Hits 101.7 and watching on Bomber Sports Network.
Twin Lakes weather.
The Legacy Title Company color weather radar for the Twin Lakes area shows no precipitation in the area. Mainly clear tonight, low near 28. A few clouds lingering early on Saturday, then increasing sun high near 50. Saturday night, clear to partly cloudy, low near 28. Mainly sunny on Sunday, high of 46. Sunday night will cool to low 23. I'm weatherology meteorologist Laura Lockwood on Classic Hits 101.7. Right now, 34.
It's that time of year, jackpot season. Play the new $1 million jackpot scratch-off ticket from the Arkansas Scholarship Lottery. You might just, you know, win one. It's the biggest instant prize of the year, and that's just the icing on the cake. There's more than $50 million in prizes out there waiting for a winner. Be that winner. Try the new $1 million jackpot ticket in stores now at a lottery retailer near you. Happy jackpot season. Call 1-800-522-4700 for Problem Gambling Helpline.